As we look ahead to 2026, fixed income investors are facing a complex landscape. To cut through the noise, we believe investors should focus on earning real yields to drive resilient fixed income portfolio returns. Despite political uncertainty, global economies continue to show some signs of strength. But with momentum slowing down, subpar growth is expected next year in many regions around the world as economies adjust to a new global trading regime. Central banks have a big balancing act to perform. The need for accommodation to buffer slower growth while preserving their inflation-fighting credentials is a fine line to walk. We believe interest rates will continue to come down next year, but slowly, as inflation will likely be sticky for the next 3 to 6 months. So what's the good news? We expect bonds to continue to offer good value for investors. Nominal yields are trending lower, but remain strongly positive after adjusting for inflation. Led by the U.S. and a few other heavily indebted developed market countries, bond yields remain well above current inflation rates and forward-looking expectations. So with real yields between 100 and 300 basis points, we expect yields to be the primary driver of bond market returns for next year. Within bond markets, we expect yield curves to steepen, with front-end rates declining and long-end yields staying elevated due to inflation concerns and a global debt overhang. This should create opportunities in the short to intermediate part of the curve for bond investors around the world. So where are the specific opportunities? We believe high-quality, investment-grade corporates have sound fundamentals. Emerging market debt provides good cyclical exposure, and U.S. municipal yields, both taxable and tax-exempt, offer attractive relative value for a wide range of bond investors. Overall, in 2026, we believe bond investors should look for solid, inflation-beating returns by focusing on resilient portfolio strategies like extending into short to intermediate maturity bonds, adding global diversification, and making smart security selection decisions.
After a year of market surprises, where do we look for growth now? Though a few dominant players have been driving recent gains in equity markets, we believe the next wave of opportunity is broadening. For 2026, we're looking at three key areas. First, sector opportunities might be expanding thanks to what we're calling AI 2.0. So far, technology infrastructure providers have been the main beneficiaries of AI adoption. In 2026, we anticipate that moving beyond the tech sector. Broader adoption of AI across industries like healthcare, manufacturing, and financial services could drive a meaningful new cycle of corporate investment and earnings growth. Second, it's time to take a fresh look at U.S. small and mid-cap companies. With high valuations for some large-cap stocks being called into question, mid-caps may offer compelling value. Interest rates are expected to fall, and M&A activity is on the rise, putting quality companies with strong earnings and healthy balance sheets potentially back in the spotlight. Finally, we turn to emerging markets. Much of the global hardware build-out for AI began in these countries, yet this area of the market remains significantly under-owned, and we believe undervalued by global investors. With improving fundamentals, even a small shift in overall asset allocation could create a powerful momentum investors wouldn't want to miss. Overall, for 2026, our outlook points to a year of expansion. Opportunities are emerging across various sectors, company sizes, and regions. And we believe that for investors focused on quality, the stage is set to capture significant market growth.
This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, and qualified clients, investors only, not for retail use outside the U.S. Recipients who do not wish to be treated as professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors should notify their Allspring contact immediately. This content and the information within do not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where or to any person to whom it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so and should not be considered investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research in any jurisdiction. Investment risks. All investments contain risks. risk. Your capital may be at risk. The value, price, or income of investments or financial instruments can fall as well as rise and is not guaranteed. You may not get back the amount originally invested. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. Allspring Global Investments is the trade name for the asset management firms of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. These firms include but are not limited to Allspring Global Investments Luxembourg SA, Allspring Funds Management LLC, Allspring Global Investments LLC, Allspring Global Investments UK Limited, Allspring Global Investments Singapore Private Limited, Allspring Global Investments Hong Kong Limited, and Allspring Global Investments Japan Limited. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Content is provided for informational purposes only. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily those of Allspring or their affiliates, and there is no representation regarding their adequacy, accuracy, or completeness. They should not be relied upon and may be subject to change without notice.
The Russell 1000 Index measures the performance of the 1000 largest companies in the Russell 3000 Index, which represents approximately 92% of the total market capitalization of the Russell 3000 Index. You cannot invest directly in an index. The Russell Midcap Index measures the performance of the 800 smallest companies in the Russell 1000 Index, which represent approximately 25% of the total market capitalization of the Russell 1000 Index. You cannot invest directly in an index. The Russell Small Cap Index measures the performance of the smallest companies in the Russell 3000 Index, representing the small cap segment of the U.S. equity market. You cannot invest directly in an index. The Morgan Stanley Capital International, MSCI, Emerging Markets, EMF, Index, Net, is a free float adjusted market capitalization weighted index that is designed to measure equity market performance of emerging markets. You cannot invest directly in an index. Source, MSCI. MSCI makes no express or implied warranties or representations and shall have no liability whatsoever with respect to any MSCI data contained herein. The MSCI data may not be further redistributed or used as a basis for other indexes or any securities or financial products. This report is not approved, reviewed, or produced by MSCI. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index, S&P 500 Index, consists of 500 stocks chosen for market size, liquidity, and industry group representation. It is a market-valuated index with each stock's weight in the index proportionate to its market value. You cannot invest directly in an index.
CFA and Chartered Financial Analyst are trademarks owned by CFA Institute. Diversification does not ensure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. 100 basis points equals 1%. Copyright 2025 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved.